Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Over the past number of weeks, we've been talking about the urgent need to make better plans for families of adult children living with intellectual disabilities.
Effectively, what the state and the HSE just haven't grappled with is that people with an intellectual disability are living longer, their needs become more complex, and being really, you know, callous, I've used that word a few times, you know, like I think it would suit them that if you just actually died earlier because the problem would be solved.
I prepared her, I told her this is what we have to do. I've tried and I put her in the car with a suitcase with her enough belongings for a few days, enough change of clothes, her list of her medication and a typed letter to say this is the type of care she needs. She can't take her medication on her own. She needs to be prompted, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I walked to the reception desk and said, I said, I can't talk a moment. Please let me catch my breath. I couldn't barely say the words. I said, I'm unable to take care of my daughter anymore. And I've asked the HSE for help and I'm not getting it. So unfortunately, I'm having to leave her hair here and relinquish care of her. And they said, do you want to, you know, wait to see a nurse? And I said, no, I have to walk away now. And I walked away to the car where my husband was waiting and I wailed like sounds I never made before because it was just an impossible position to be in because I love her dearly and I want the best for her.
So that's Anna and Tony, just two of the many listeners who've been sharing their stories with us since the very start of February. So many of you still getting in touch, emailing us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com, and I know many of you joined us on air as well to share those experiences. They've been since raised in the Dáil. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has commented on some of them. But the question still stands, where does this leave parents? So many unanswered questions, and we did say we'd try our best to keep on top of it, that we'd continue to highlight your stories. And so tomorrow we're going to host an information evening focusing on all of the different legal concerns that you have, talking about the future, where we're going to hear from a panel of experts. We still have some spaces available. They are limited though, and the tickets are free, I should say as well. But if you'd like to attend our News Talk event in Dublin City Centre, 6:30 tomorrow evening, you can get all the details online. Go to our ticketing events page. It's newstalk.com/events and you'll be able to get more information and to get your tickets there as well. Caroline Roach, though, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because, Caroline, you look after your daughter, Helena. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
I do. Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, yeah. Helena, well, she's 31. She has Down syndrome. And she has epilepsy and she also has some mobility issues. And then we've also discovered in the last couple of years that she'd had a stroke. So she's a lot going. She's a lot going on.
Yeah. And she lives at home with you.
She's a great girl. Yeah,
Caroline,
she lives at home with me. She loves her family and especially me. As my sister-in-law said, she's like a stick and plaster to me, which I'm not really honoured by because, you know, I'm smothered by it. She just wants to be around me a lot, but the other love in her life is men. She loves men and she loves her club. She loves going to her club and her friends. These are all the positive things about her. She likes singing, dancing. She's a great sense of humour. But like, to be honest, I won't sugarcoat it. She's quite difficult. She's, in fact, I'm finding her really difficult. She's got really bad anxiety. She's extremely stubborn, moody. She needs care for everything, all her personal care needs, toileting, showering, bathing, everything. And she's incontinent at night as well, unfortunately. So that involves showering every morning, bedclothes getting washed. And she's a lot of obsessions. She's also got OCD, so she's a lot of obsessions at the moment. Unfortunately, it's Diet Coke, which is causing mayhem everywhere.
So the day-to-day caring for your daughter, for Helena, is obvious. It's all-consuming, Caroline, for you as mum.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, like, I'm widowed almost 4 years now. My husband died suddenly, Michael. And the strange thing was, literally two days before he died, he actually were sitting on the sofa and Helena was sitting on the sofa with us and he just looked at me and said, we're going to have to do something about her care. what's going to happen if either of us were to die? She'd be absolutely devastated. And he was right. She was absolutely, we were all devastated. But Helena has been really traumatized. And I think that's contributed to the amount of anxiety that she has now. You know, it's ongoing. Like she mentioned, she always called him her father. She talks about her father every day. She brings it up constantly. You know, I miss my father. So she was traumatized by that. So as you can imagine now, I've got the fear that if anything happens to me, like I'm still in the young enough bracket. I know a lot of the parents in their 70s and 80s. I'm 62. But if anything were, you know, I've become so cautious crossing the road even. I'm afraid in case I got knocked down. I'm terrified. I make sure to get all my health checks because I'm just terrified if anything happened to her. She's already had the trauma of losing her dad. So if she were
and
to so lose
young
me as well.
For Helena, as you say, at 31 years of age. And I'm sorry, Caroline, to hear about your passing of your husband. It's obviously very recent as well, as you say, only 4 years ago. And,
suffered cardiac arrest. Oh, so it was a sudden death too.
And in the aftermath of that, like, have you had an opportunity? Has there now been any discussions with any of the care providers about the future, about what might happen, you know, to Helena? Who's going to mind her in 10 or 20 or 30 years?
Literally the day before he died, I contacted the social worker. I said, let's get the ball rolling on this. And, you know, to secure ourselves for the future, to secure Helena's future. And anyway, she rang me after she'd heard of my husband's death and said, I can't believe we had that conversation. And she said, and there, you know, there we are now, 4 years on, and there's still almost 4 years on. I did speak to a head social worker recently and I asked him, and he said, Helena's name is on the list. She's on the list. But he said, at the moment, we're dealing with emergency cases. And I asked him, like, how do you mean emergency? And he said, well, where a parent has died. And I said, well, we've had that.
Are you not that category? Yeah.
Yeah, we've had that. And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders. So what I took from it, he was saying, well, I'm still alive. You know, I'm still alive. I'm not one of the older ones. And like, it's just so stressful. Like I did look one day, I was on a hospital visit with Helena and there was an elderly couple. And I say they looked about in their 80s and they had their son who was probably in his 50s or 60s with a disability. And they were bringing him in for his appointment and they were struggling to walk, never mind their son. And I just thought, there's me in a few years' time. But then there's only one of me. You know, there's two of them. There's one of me. I'm on my own. It's just so difficult when you're on your own.
I'm sure it's very scary as well, Caroline, for you. You know, I'm sure that must be frightening to look at, I suppose, what is likely coming down the line or down the tracks if things don't change.
Yeah, especially when, you know, I think maybe they're looking at that I'm still young enough. And then I feel like my life is on hold since my husband died. You know, it's really hard to do anything. You know, I need to get babysitters for Helena. And then when I bring her out, like we brought her out on Mother's Day because I thought I don't want to be leaving her at home. And my daughter said, Mom, you should have left her at home. You should have left her at home because there was all sorts of difficulties. The restaurant was upstairs and walking afterwards. And, you know, it's just hard to get a break from her.
And you need, like, you yourself need a break. And that's one thing I think a lot of us have learned over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, talking to families and to parents of adult children where, I mean, it's exhausting work. Like, as you said, the day-to-day caring for considering every aspect of it, it is
very
challenging.
I really feel burnt out. Like, last week we had to bring her for an x-ray for her back because she's having trouble walking, her back and her hips. And I brought her and I showed her videos beforehand to explain everything, that this is not going to hurt because she's terrified of medical procedures like needles. That's just a no-go. So I said, it's going to be fine. There'll be no needles. But as soon as she got on the bed, she howled and screamed like a baby. And she just kept screaming, no, no. And like at that moment, the radiologist was looking at me like, what do we do? And I'm looking at her and I'm looking around the room thinking, oh, gosh, where's there somebody else to help? And realizing that my other half, of course, is gone. And that's when the realization that it's not we anymore. It's me. You know, we has become me. And it's just really difficult, things like that. It's just so stress. It's hard to, you know, the burden of stress all the time. Like I've high blood pressure and my GP, when she did a 24-hour monitor test, she said to me, it's all purely stress related. She could tell going back on the readings, you know, when I was stressed And there were usually events around Helena, looking after her, trying to get her to go out the door, trying to cajole her. Like, it's like a circus act with her every day, because she can be extremely stubborn and moody, and I can get around her. But it's sometimes you just get so fed up, but I just feel burnt out, and I'm conscious I'm not the only one. Like, there's lots like me. There's people with worse cases. I've a friend whose daughter is on oxygen 24 hours a day, and she's on her own with her daughter. It's just, you know, it's just so difficult.
It's very difficult. And you know, I think that has been the greatest learning. Well, I can only speak for myself over the last number of weeks, you know, from talking to our listener, Anna, and Tony and his wife, Susan, and to all of the other callers who've been getting in touch, Caroline, and sharing their stories. And that's the reason why we've decided to host the event, you know, tomorrow evening, to allow all of you guys as parents to ask questions. The panel of experts will be there, and particularly around the Capacity Act, you know, and what that might mean for adult children when they're older, around their bank account and accommodation, because that seems to bring up a lot of concerns for parents.
Absolutely. Actually, even when Helena had her x-ray and she screamed her way through it, I did say to the radiologist afterwards about the Capacity Act, and she said to me, I know. And I think, to be honest, she did at her own discretion, but that was just a pure fluke of luck for us, because she could have turned around and said, no, she says no, Capacity Act. And if that was the case, Helena would never get anything done. Blood tests would be out. Everything would be out. Does, you know, she would just say no to everything, because she doesn't understand it's for her own good. You know, she just gets frightened and she's got anxiety. So I have to be her voice. I have to advocate for her all the time.
Because in the eyes of the law, at 31 years of age, Lena is regarded as an adult able to make her own decisions.
Yeah, and she would be similar to actually Tony's daughter, that Helena would operate at probably the level of a 3 or a 4 year old child, being realistic. You know, she has her strengths. She can be quite good in some ways. Like, she sends me a million emojis a day. just, you know, wants to keep in touch constantly. Yeah. But I actually spoke to a man this morning who doesn't have a child with a disability. And I was just explaining this because I hadn't seen him in a long time. And he was asking how things were. And I was telling him, and he turned around. And I know, with the best intentions, he said, oh, you shouldn't be worrying about all this. You need to live in the now. And I was thinking, well, that's all great, isn't it? Like, but, you know, live in the now. I try not to think too much about the past. That's gone. I can't change it.
I know.
You know, I can't do anything about the past, but I do worry about the future. I want to know that Helena, I'd love her to go in somewhere on a gradual basis, you know, from now, gradually get introduced to going in somewhere, get used to it, because I know it will be a difficult process. And even now, like, my heart says no, but my head says yes, that this has to happen. You know, it's too difficult. It's just getting too difficult.
It's the questions, as you say, around, you know, who's going to mind Helena? And as Tony told us a couple of weeks ago, who's going to mind Aoife and all of the other adult children living with intellectual disabilities? Caroline, I hope we can, I hope you might be able to attend tomorrow evening
I'm hoping to get there,
in a position to do so. And for others listening today, if, you know, you too find yourself in the same position as Caroline Roach, and if you want to come along to her event, you can get the details online. As I said, the tickets are free, space is limited, but if you'd like to get tickets for the event at 6:30, taking place in Dublin City Centre tomorrow, all of the information, it's on our website, it's newstalk.com/events, and you'll be able to get more information there. Caroline, listen, we'll meet you tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us here though on Lunchtime Live today. As always, if you want to get in touch about anything we've been chatting about on the show this afternoon, you can drop us an email. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.